1-800-875-5194.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the Monday edition of the show. It's also the Christmas Day edition. We're actually in the studio doing the program just for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As always, you bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. Let's go into something a little bit more controversial, I suppose. Some people might find this controversial. Our listeners, probably not at this point. 10 myths and 10 truths about atheism. Appropriate on the day that the Christians celebrate Jesus' birth, which, of course, was actually 5 months ago. I guess 5 or 6 months ago.
You know, I looked it up in Wikipedia. I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and I can't find what I was told in Christian school by some Christian school teacher that he was, in fact, born in July or June. I remember it was a J word. It's been quite some time. I couldn't find that anywhere that I have looked so far. So I don't know for sure that he was born in June or July, but that's what I was told at one point at a Christian school, and I believed it. And now I'm kind of questioning that belief, and I think you have to do that in life, question things that you've come to, believe on authority. But it does say that Jesus was born, a couple of years before he was born. In all likelihood, he was born either in 3 or 2 B.C., which means, we've got the year of his birth wrong. I wonder if we
got
the day wrong.
Yeah, we do. And as we pointed out before on other shows, there are a number of pagan symbols that have sort of been transformed into Christian symbols now, or Christmas-related symbols. And that's not where I wanted to go with this. The reason I want to bring this up is because, well, I stumbled upon it, and I thought it was great. But secondly, because in your Christmas Day celebrations, if you are a Christian, there's a chance that amongst the revelers over at your house, enjoying the turkey and the cranberry sauce and the other things that that you had, and engaging in the gift exchange that you inevitably had earlier today, or perhaps going on right now, amongst the revelers at your house as a Christian, there's a chance, in fact, I would say a fairly good chance, that at least one person there is a non-believer. At least one person is an atheist. And they're deathly afraid to come out of the closet. So I'm actually doing this not to flash atheism in front of people, but to just simply let you know that they're out there, and there's a reason why they're so timid. It's because they feel like they're hated. Sam Harris, the author of End of Faith, Religion, Terror, and Future of Reason, but these are just your friends and family members, and that's the point. And Letter to a Christian Nation writes in the LA Times, several polls indicate that the term atheism has acquired such an extraordinary stigma in the United States that being an atheist is now a perfect impediment to a career in politics. According to a recent Newsweek poll, only 37% of Americans would vote for an otherwise qualified atheist for president.
Wow.
Yep, if you're an atheist, you're done. Atheists are often imagined to be...
I remember with, I think it was Howard Dean during the 2004 election, or 2006? When do we elect
2004.
That they, one of the things that they said is that this guy isn't a Christian.
But what was he? He was something else, right?
Well, he was just, he was a nominal member of some church, and went very
else,
rarely or something like
off.
That.
If you're something else, you can pull it off.
What do you mean, like something else?
Like a Catholic, Catholics
are Christians.
I don't know.
Muslim?
You have
I
a
think
better
not. Buddhist? Uh-uh. I think you're better off as an atheist than you would be as a Muslim or a Buddhist or...
I don't know about that.
Maybe there's an America in the future where they would elect somebody who's a different religion. But.
He claims that being black, Muslim, or homosexual is not as detrimental, but he doesn't cite the statistics for that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on. Atheists are often imagined to be intolerant, immoral, depressed, blind to the beauty of nature, and dogmatically closed to evidence of the supernatural. Even John Locke, one of the great patriarchs of the Enlightenment, believed that atheism, quote, was not at all to be tolerated, unquote, because he said promises, covenants, and oaths, which are the bonds of human societies, can have no hold upon an atheist. That was more than 300 years ago, but in the United States today, little seems to have changed. A remarkable 87% of the population claims, quote, never to doubt the existence of God. Fewer than 10% identify themselves as atheists, and their reputation appears to be deteriorating. Given that we know that atheists are often among the most intelligent and scientifically literate people in any society, it seems important to deflate the myths that prevent them from playing a larger role in our national discourse. And here they are. 10 of them. Number 1. Atheists believe that life is meaningless. On the contrary, religious people often worry that life is meaningless and imagine that it can only be redeemed by the promise of eternal happiness beyond the grave. Atheists tend to be quite sure that life is precious. Life is imbued with meaning by being really, fully lived. Our relationships with those who we love are meaningful now. They need not last forever in order to be made so. Atheists tend to find this fear of meaninglessness, meaningless. So, this is a claim that that I've heard echoed before, that atheists believe that life is meaningless.
Oh, here we go. Ian, are you an atheist?
Yes.
Do you believe that life is without meaning?
Do I believe that life is without meaning?
Yes.
No.
You believe life has meaning? Tell me about some of the meanings of life.
It has to do with what I make of it. I can do what I want with my life.
Okay.
The meaning of my life is to be lived and
enjoyed. What are some of the meanings of your life?
What are the meanings of my life?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Can you define meaning?
I don't know. Do you want to spread liberty and nonviolence around the world?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good.
It seems to me that you do that a great deal. You spend a great deal of your day, far more than anyone that I know, religious or non-religious, doing such a thing. I mean, you have created a show that goes on 18 hours a week, and every time I see you, man, you're sitting in front of the computer working on the show, and I see you a great deal.
Yeah.
So to me, your life has a great deal of meaning.
Right.
A meaning that you've created, and I would argue that life is empty and meaningless, but it has the meaning that an individual creates in their own life, and to you, life's very important. What you do with it. So I think that's an erroneous statement that atheists don't believe that life has meaning. And
that's what some people think, though. He's outlining myths.
I understand, and I would also say that, it's a myth. It's wrong. I would also say that when it comes to morality, you're a pretty moral dude. I think your morality is different than some people's.
I think we'll probably get to the moral objection here in a moment. I think that's in these top 10.
I thought that was part of the previous one. Go ahead.
There's 10 of them here.
Okay,
number 2, atheism is responsible for the greatest crimes in human history.
What?
People of faith often claim that the crimes of Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and Pol Pot were an inevitable product of unbelief. The problem is with fascism and communism, however, is not that they're too critical of religion. The problem is that they're too much like religions. Some regimes are dogmatic to the core and generally give rise to personality cults that are indistinguishable from cults of religious hero worship. Auschwitz, the Gulag, and killing fields were not examples of what happens when human beings reject religious dogma. They're the examples of political, racial, and nationalistic dogma run amok. There's no society in human history that has ever suffered because its people became too reasonable. Number 3. Atheism is dogmatic. Jews, Christians, and Muslims claim that their scriptures are so prescient in humanity's needs that they could only have been written under the direction of an omniscient deity. An atheist is simply a person who has considered this claim, reads the books, and found the claim to be ridiculous. One doesn't have to take anything on faith or be otherwise dogmatic to reject unjustified religious beliefs. As the historian Stephen Henry Roberts once said, quote, "I contend that we are both atheists. I just believe in one fewer God than you do. When you understand why you dismiss all the other possible gods, you will understand why I dismiss yours. In that, a religious person, when you ask them, will absolutely deny that Zeus exists. A religious person, who's maybe a Christian perhaps, will absolutely deny that you name the old god that has sort of been retired.
Odin.
Yeah. Exists.
Zoroaster.
Number 4. Atheists think everything in the universe arose by chance. No one knows why the universe came into being. In fact, it's not entirely...
Hold on. Before you... You can start that one in just a second. I do want to approach the dogmaticism of atheists.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're sort of separating atheists from people who believe in evolution. And I think that largely, to be an atheist, you have to believe in something.
That's not true.
I understand.
I said largely.
I didn't say that to be an atheist. I said largely to be an atheist, you have to believe that the universe came from somewhere. And to believe that we came from little motes, little microscopic life, I think you have to have a certain level of faith in the theory of evolution.
Yeah.
And that, to me, sounds somewhat dogmatic.
Well, of course, the faith in evolution would actually be based on some real evidence, which, of course, religion doesn't have any of. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, the Christmas Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages there created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We are on the final week of the first 1,000 pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to be like George in D.C. who called the beginning of the show and start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about the 10 myths and 10 truths about atheism, according to the Los Angeles Times and Sam Harris, author of End of Faith and Letter to a Christian Nation. And the reason I'm bringing this up, as I pointed out, is just because there are a lot of atheists in America. Certainly not the majority, and not even close, as a matter of fact. But there's still a significant number of millions of atheists in America. If you're a good Christian, there's a chance that some of your friends, maybe even family members, are atheists and have never told you so. And one of the reasons why atheists tend to keep real quiet about their lack of belief is simply because they don't want to be ostracized by people who were friendly with them. Because a lot of times when an atheist will come out of the closet, some Christians will become decidedly unfriendly towards them, which one might argue is also decidedly unchristian of them as well. But nonetheless, there's a certain set of beliefs and misunderstandings that people have about atheists, and that's what Sam Harris is attempting to undermine here, or to counteract. And number four is that atheists think everything in the universe arose by chance. No one knows why the universe came into beginning. In fact, it's not entirely clear that we can coherently speak about the beginning or the creation of the universe at all, as these ideas invoke the concept of time, and here we're talking about the origin of space-time itself. And it seems like whenever I bring up this point, Mark, you try to position me as an evolutionist. And it's not the case. I don't believe anything about the creation of the universe, because it doesn't matter to me how the universe was created. It's a wonderful little question that's fun to think about and investigate, but I don't subscribe to any theory in regard. I think evolution's a neat theory. I think there's some evidence out there that brings it, that, you know, it makes it look legitimate, but you make some points that make it look illegitimate, and so really it doesn't matter to me if it's true or not. Right. I don't have faith in evolution, and I don't have faith in God.
I think that people, by and large, want and need for themselves to know the theory of the universe, you know, the origins of the universe in their mind. Yes, I do.
I would like to see you put a poll up at freetalklive.com.
I don't think that's going to be a scientific poll.
Of course not. But I would like to see what our listeners have to say as to whether or not they care about the origins of the universe.
You could do that after the show.
No, you're the one who's making the claim. I don't care. I know there's probably a significant number of people that don't care. People don't walk around their daily lives wondering, how did I get here? Where did this world come from? No, they're concerned with paying the bills and, you know, playing a PlayStation 2 or 3 and in spending their existing time here on Earth, however they
want. That's how they spend their time. But I think that people want to know, you know, the evidence that people believe in religion is evidence that people want to know where the world came from and how it came to be.
I think the evidence that people believe in religion is evidence that people were a long time ago brought in with the explanation of certain natural phenomena, not necessarily the origins of the universe. I don't think people could even really, I mean, maybe they could comprehend that back then, but I think they might have been more wondering, why does that big ball rise in the sky every day? Simple things like that. That's what religion explained way back in the day, and as a result of the inculcation of the masses that they were successful in doing, as science has sort of explained away all of these phenomenon that were at one time religious phenomenon, and now they're scientific and explainable, religion is just sort of held on to its grip on people over time.
Okay, so that's fine, and you can argue that point all you want, because it's clear that you don't care, and I don't think that, and I would say that, you know, there's some evidence that everybody doesn't care largely, but I think that they do to some extent care where the universe comes from.
That's fine.
But I would
just
say,
stop assigning it to me, because I don't.
I would say that evolution is as dogmatic as any other is somewhat dogmatic,
I
as
agree with
is
you.
Any other
there's
form
a little
of
bit of faith involved. I agree with that.
Yeah, there's faith involved in evolution.
But I'm not here to defend it. So let's move on. Number five, atheism has no connection to science. Sam says, although it's possible to be a scientist and still believe in God, as some scientists seem to manage, there's no question that an engagement with scientific thinking tends to erode rather than support religious faith. Taking the U.S. population as an example, most polls show that about 90% of the general public believes in a personal God, yet 93% of the members of the National Academy of Sciences do not. This suggests that there are few modes of thinking less congenial to religious faith than sciences. The number six myth about atheists and atheism is that atheists are arrogant. When scientists don't know something, like why the universe came into being or how the first self-replicating molecules formed, they admit it. Pretending to know things one doesn't know is a profound liability in science. You're going to get undermined and prove to be a jerk if you do that sort of thing. And yet it is the lifeblood of faith-based religion. One of the monumental ironies in religious discourse can be found in the frequency with which people of faith praise themselves for their humility while claiming to know facts about cosmology, chemistry, and biology that no scientist knows. When considering questions about the nature of the cosmos and our place within it, atheists tend to draw their opinions from science. This isn't arrogance, it's intellectual honesty. Number seven, atheists are closed to spiritual experience. There's nothing, says Sam, that prevents an atheist from experiencing love, ecstasy, rapture, and awe. Atheists can value these experiences and seek them regularly. What atheists don't tend to do is make unjustified and unjustifiable claims about the nature of reality on the basis of such experiences. There's no question that some Christians have transformed their lives for the better by reading the Bible and praying to Jesus. What does this prove? It proves that certain disciplines of attention and codes of conduct can have a profound effect upon the human mind. Do the positive experiences of Christians suggest that Jesus is the sole savior of humanity? Not even remotely, because Hindus, Buddhists, and Muslims, and even atheists, regularly have similar experiences. There is, in fact, not a Christian on this earth who can be certain that Jesus even wore a beard, much less that he was born of a virgin or rose from the dead. These are just not the sorts of claims that spiritual experience can authenticate.
No, I would agree. I would agree with all this stuff where he's talking about, you know, what we accept as truth. It's faith.
Number eight, atheists believe there's nothing beyond human life and human understanding. Sam says atheists are free to admit the limits of human understanding in a way that religious people aren't. It's obvious that we don't fully understand the universe, but it's even more obvious that neither the Bible nor the Koran reflects our best understanding of it. We don't know.
I would agree with that.
We don't know whether there is complex life elsewhere in the cosmos, but there might be. If there is, such beings could have developed an understanding of nature's laws that vastly exceeds our own. Atheists can freely, imagine a race of some sort of a being that has existed for eons, that has been around for so long that they've just have such a grasp on physics and all the other things that we're still trying to understand. Atheists can freely entertain such possibilities. They can also admit that if brilliant extraterrestrials exist, the contents of the Bible and the Koran will be even less impressive to them than they are to human atheists. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the 10 myths and truths about atheism. We've got two more to hit here in a moment. And your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. The Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece. release and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. Updates included. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the program. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. It is updates.freetalklive.com. I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact. I posted the archive from earlier today when we were filling in for Gardner Goldsmith, posted that on the front page of the site, and also posted a biography for Wayne, who appears on the show from time to time, usually on almost a week basis.
I'm going to go look at that now. What is Wayne's biography all about?
So it's all there, and you'll get these things first. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about the 10 myths and truths about atheism, according to Sam Harris, writing in the L.A. Times, a lot of people misunderstand atheists. They think that we're bad people and that we just there's just a lot of myths out there. And if you've missed some of them, well, you should tune in to the archives at freetalklive.com because we're continuing with number 8, which is that atheists believe there's nothing beyond human life and human understanding. Sam says, from the atheist point of view, the world's religions utterly trivialize the real beauty and immensity of the universe. One doesn't have to accept anything on insufficient evidence to make such an observation. Number 9, atheists ignore the fact that religion is extremely beneficial to society. Sam says, those who emphasize the good effects of religion never seem to realize that such effects fail to demonstrate the truth of any religious doctrine. This is why we have terms such as wishful thinking and self-deception. There's a profound distinction between a consoling delusion and the truth. In any case, the good effects of religion can be surely disputed. In most cases, it seems that religion gives people bad reasons to behave well, when good reasons are actually available. Ask yourself, which is more moral? Helping the poor out of concern for their suffering, or doing so because you think the creator of the universe wants you to do it, and will reward you for doing it, or will punish you for not doing it?
I would agree with that, but which one is better for society? People doing the right thing for the wrong reason, or doing the wrong thing because they feel no culpability in it?
I think that there are plenty of people that do the right thing for whatever reason.
I agree. Which is better for society, that of the two choices that I gave you? I don't think that atheism creates this, but, you know, to some extent it could. I think that some people turn their lives around. Some people are so simple and such sheep that they turn their lives around for the sole purpose of religion, and they want to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just don't get that life works better when you do the right thing. Life is better when you do the right thing.
How hard would that be to explain to people without a silly little book to pass to them?
I think we should endeavor to do that. But, you know, the people are out there that are willing to espouse right ways of being are the religious currently. So this is perhaps something
that's not true. You already said earlier in the show that you think I'm a fairly moral individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I've espoused right ways of being without having to be a religious individual. It's just that they're the ones that get the attention, and they're the ones that are loudest about it.
Well,
atheists don't go to church.
Maybe they should be louder.
You mean the atheists?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that. I think that, and that's why we had Brian Fleming on the show a couple weeks ago about how atheists are coming out of the closet now.
Yeah, there should be more atheist philanthropic organizations.
I agree completely. Number 10, atheism provides no basis for morality. But for there to be an atheist philanthropic organization means that more atheists need to come out of the closet.
Sure.
And admit to people that they're atheists. And until religious people can get over their misunderstanding and hatred for atheists, some of them are over it. I'm talking about the ones that aren't over it. Until those religious people can get over it, then we've got a lot of work to do. Because atheists are scared. And for good reason. 10, atheism.
According to number 4, atheists are arrogant.
10. Atheism provides no basis for morality. If a person doesn't already understand that cruelty is wrong, he won't discover this by reading the Bible or the Koran, as these books are bursting with celebrations of cruelty, both human and divine. We don't get our morality from religion. We decide what is good in our good books by recourse to moral institutions, or intuitions rather, that are at some level hardwired in us and that have been refined by thousands of years of thinking about the causes and possibilities of human happiness. We've made considerable moral progress over the years, and we didn't make this progress by reading the Bible or the Koran more closely. Both books condone the practice of slavery, and yet every civilized human being now recognizes that slavery is an abomination. Though I wonder about the fundamentalists. What would they have to say to that? Whatever is good.
Oh, I'd say that they would agree with that statement that slavery is an abomination.
Whatever is good in Scripture, like the Golden Rule, can be valued for its ethical wisdom without our believing that it was handed down to us by the Creator of the universe. So he's pointing out that there's some good things in the religious teachings. In fact, many of them teach the same things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there was a creator that necessarily handed down those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
They're just good lessons.
I think they are.
We should take those at face value.
I think that what religion is an assignation of stories to a code of moral conduct that's very good, and, you know, probably appropriate for the time that it was created. And, you know, then they put some positive and negative reinforcement involved in it. Imaginary positive and negative reinforcement, but, you know, that sounds like religion to me.
Since you mentioned moral conduct, let's talk about a young lady.
Okay.
Young lady named Miss Nevada. Katie Reed is her real name. According to the Associated Press, the former Miss Nevada USA, dethroned over raunchy photos posted online that we were perusing before the show.
Doesn't look immoral to me.
Apologized Saturday as her attorney pleaded for the pageant queen to be given a second chance. Katie Reeves, who appeared in photos revealing a breast, exposing her thong underwear, and kissing other young women at a party
God,
in Tampa.
Can you imagine?
She said, no, I can imagine that happening. But what I can't imagine is this excuse. She said her behavior was, quote, an isolated incident. I'm so sorry this happened, she said at a news conference in Clearwater, reading a prepared statement. Quote, so many of us just don't realize how our actions, even one night of poor judgment, can affect the rest of our lives. Now, do you think that Katie is sorry that she did what she did when she was 17 or 19?
I think Katie's sorry she got caught.
Or Katie's sorry that it happened, that she happened to get caught. I think the latter.
Yeah, well, you know, I live in fear every day of the multitude of incriminating photos that are out there of me. You know, when I get famous enough, then they're all going to come out.
I sent the photos to our board op before the show, and he just types in, I'm not sorry she did that.
I'm not sorry she did it either.
He's 17, after all. We actually got the photos, and I'm going to post them on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com so you can see exactly what this girl did. But she was essentially at a party in Tampa and doing crazy things, you know, being photographed, mm-hmm. doing crazy things, and apparently it came out. Because now there's this big hubbub over these Miss Teens and Teen USA or Miss USA, these pageants, because the other girl got caught. Miss USA Tara Conner apparently was allowed to keep her tiara after she tearfully admitted drinking as a minor in New York nightclubs. The Miss Universe organization also owns the Miss USA pageant and others. Mario Torres, the attorney for young Katie Rees, has asked that the Miss Universe organization co-owner Donald Trump grant Rees the same opportunity that he gave Miss USA Tara Conner. So apparently one fallen angel, I guess, occurs, and other evidence all of a sudden comes out,
mm-hmm.
because there's actually another lady, apparently, that's getting in trouble here.
Well, I got to say that I think that Donald Trump is probably not in any way morally outraged at the behavior of these young women.
Absolutely not.
I think that he's benefiting greatly from his, you know, perhaps there's a little tartiness in pure as the driven snow, Ms. Universe, Ms. America competition.
Tartiness?
Yeah, well, they might be a little tarty.
I don't understand your suggestion.
They might be, you know, perhaps some of these beautiful women, I don't know, but other beautiful women's breasts in their mouth and cavort while half drunken in nightclubs.
So you don't think that Donald Trump maybe approached, I guess when this whole hubbub started with Tara Conner, the Miss USA, you don't think she came and begged to him and said, oh, Mr. Trump, is there anything I can do to win my title back? Anything at all?
Well, have some pictures taken with some other beautiful women doing questionable things.
That's not what he wanted.
Well, I'm sure.
I think he gets a few perks from being in charge of the organization. If you know what I mean, 800-259-9231. There's more about this on the way. Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the number, and you can bring up anything. It is Ian here with
you. And Mark.
800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you're going to find there. They are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going over and voting for us. It's just a once-a-month sort of a thing. So if you've yet to do it in the month of December, it makes a big difference when you go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes maybe less than a minute's time. All you need is an email address, and it will not be spammed. It will not be sold. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Great way to help find help other new people find this program. Vote.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. Talking about yet another Little Miss USA, Miss Nevada in this case, one of these misses who has been outed for being a party girl. Can you imagine this, Mark? Kids these days out partying?
Oh, my goodness.
The
kids of all days have gone out and partied.
Yes, they have. But apparently, it's bad, I guess, is the idea. It's immoral behavior to... it's immoral to drink before you're 21. That's what the Miss USA was getting in trouble for, because she was caught in a club, or I guess in a number of clubs in New York City, while she was underage drinking. Is that immoral? Is it immoral to break a law, a bad law like that? No, it's certainly not. It's just a silly law, and it's broken every day by teenagers all across America. So it's just that there's this certain sort of moral standard, this invisible moral standard out there that's imposed somehow. I'm not even sure how it comes about, but everybody seems to think that they have to pretend like they abide by the same set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of silly. These girls are party girls. That's what they do. I don't go out and party. That's not my scene. It's not something I'm interested in. But I certainly know it's a reality for many teens and young people in America. It's just what they do. It's all they know. And so why are we punishing this girl for that? I mean, is it immoral to break the law? Is that what they're saying?
I guess that's what they're saying.
I guess so. Well, now this young lady, I don't know if she broke the law. It's presumable that she was drinking at this party, but in this case, the moral violation was taking her clothes off at a club. She's caught in photos, Ms. Nevada, caught in photos when she was 17 or 19, one or the other. I think they're claiming she was 19 now because she's showing her breasts, and it would be child porn if she was 17. I mean, that's the idea. But either way, she was a young lady, and she was revealing some of her body parts in photos that were taken at a club.
and again, we'll put this up on our bulletin board system, but her response, and here's her full statement. We read an excerpt from it a moment ago, but here's her full statement. Quote, over the past couple of days, I have seen and heard, she's by the way 22 now, I have seen and heard numerous reports, and I feel it's necessary to address the public with the facts. Simply put, these images were from an isolated incident during my teenage years, prior to my consideration to compete for Miss Nevada.
Yeah, what's isolated about it is that there were pictures taken.
Yeah, while I take full... You know this girl was partying as often as she possibly could. You don't get into these photos, these positions. There's a man licking her breast, there's different people touching...
If she's 17, he has to go to jail.
Girls kissing each other, all kinds of state of undress in these photos. You don't just stumble into a party. Not that I am a partier or know anything about this, Mark, but maybe you can back me up here. It doesn't seem that as a first-time partier, as somebody attending a club for a first time, you would just sort of bumble in there and take off your clothes the first time and pull your pants down and have another girl.
I suppose it could happen.
Come on. It's very, very unlikely.
I don't know what to say about it.
Going to parties every weekend, doing crazy things.
I would say that that's probably true, that it's not, it would be unlikely that that would be the first time she's done that. It may be the first time she's done it there.
Well, she's done it before, and here's the rest of her claim. This was from an isolated incident during my teenage years, prior to my consideration to compete for Miss Nevada. While I take full responsibility for the photographs, I want everyone to know the truth. This was by no means representative of who I was. Well, yeah, it is. You're a little hoe.
Mm-hmm.
You were a little hoe, an easy slut.
So what?
And that's fine. That's who you were. Why not embrace it? Or at least
she
say
could be,
that I'm
she
a different
could be a
person
tease.
Now. Or at least say I'm a different person now. She says, it's no way representative of who I was, who I am, or who I will become. Now, the last two parts of that triple part portion statement are probably accurate. She probably is a different person today. I know that I was not the same when I was 17 as I was when I was 22. When I was 17, I was just getting my start in radio as an intern and, mm-hmm. Kind of a snotty little high school kid. And when I was 22, I was starting Free Talk Live. And many, many things had changed in my life over that 4 or 5 year period of time. So there's a lot that that can change. So I agree. She may not be that same girl today. And what she will become, we don't know what she's going to become. So that's a fair statement. She says, I have no intentions to disgrace the state of Nevada, the Miss Universe organization, or Mr. Donald Trump. Nonetheless, I feel I've been unfairly treated, and I'm being judged without due process. I challenge those individuals to look back on their pasts and not find something they did to humiliate themselves or that they deeply regret, especially during their teenage years. Fair enough. I think she's absolutely right about it.
So what have you done that you deeply regret and are embarrassed of in your teenage years?
I don't know. I've forgotten it all. I'm very embarrassed by the situation. Regardless,
I'm so embarrassed I won't tell.
Such a brief and distant lapse in judgment does not warrant my loss of the title that I worked so hard to achieve. I want to thank my family, true friends, and God.
God's got to be thanked, of course.
Who have already forgiven me. I can only hope that the public will be as kind. Well, I agree with her. People do change over time. I don't believe her that it's an isolated incident, and I think it's kind of silly for her to pretend as though that's what's going on here.
Well, but here, Ian, it's sort of the difference between principle and reality. If she stands up for the principle of saying, hey, look, you know, so what? What difference does it make? I worked very hard for what I got as far as the Miss Nevada crown,
mm-hmm.
and... You know, so I acted as, you know, so I partied a little bit in my teenage years. Big, fat, hairy deal. I did what it took to be Ms. Nevada, and, you know, you can't take that away from me. Now, right. That's standing on principle. The difference is that, you know, this show is supposed to spotlight flawless, moral girls, which I think is ridiculous.
Is that what the intention is?
It is.
And that is absolutely absurd.
I think it is. I mean, you know, that's why they have the talent competition, mm-hmm. you know. They have the evening gown. The idea is that you're looking at the very best that Nevada has to offer.
They volunteer, that sort of thing.
And including that, yeah, included in that is sort of the, her morals.
A good role model,
yeah,
so to speak.
Right. And I don't think that it really is that anymore. I think it's just a beauty contest.
That's what it's always been in reality. Torres, let's
see.
They
tried harder at one point.
The person who posted the pictures of Reese should, quote, should some way be held accountable, according to her attorney.
Good heavens.
And that could involve legal action. Of course, it is a friend of hers, and he was not identified. Torres says previously that Torres had previously said that the photos of his client were taken when she was 17, but Saturday then said they were taken 3 years ago when she was 19. Quote, let's see, she says she takes full responsibility. I thought there was something else in here about another woman. Reese and Connor are not the only pageant queens whose behavior has been questioned lately. On Wednesday, Mothers Against Drunk Driving announced that it was severing ties with Miss Teen USA Katie Blair over news reports that the 18-year-old from Billings, Montana, had been spotted partying with Miss USA in New York clubs. So there's another one who's going to be hung out to dry here.
Good heavens.
Imagine this. These girls today, they're such trollops.
Well, same stuff going on all the time.
Right. I mean, the girls 20 years ago and 50 years ago were certainly giving it up back then. It's just that there weren't digital cameras around. There were certainly parties going on then.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there weren't digital cameras around in the internet to propagate the images. Hello, America. The reality is MySpace. Go on sometime and take a look around at your teens today. If you want to sit there and believe that your kids are all goody-goody and they'll never go to a party and they'll never drink while they're under 21 or they'll never smoke marijuana and never have underage sex, then you are living in a fantasy world.
I'd have to agree.
Go to MySpace.com and see it in their own words, because that's what that website allows them to do. It allows them
and
to
they do it.
It allows them to create their own little space on the internet where they can post their pictures from their crazy parties, and you'll see picture after picture of teens who are clearly under the age of 21 imbibing alcohol and doing other things.
Cavorting.
This is reality, and you either come to grips with it or continue living in your fantasy land. What's your choice? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, a story from Stephane Molyneux about a cat in a box.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's a fact.